I have four directional signs, and I'm going to see how good you are at looking in the direction when I bring these signs up. Turn your head either right, left, up, or down, okay? So we'll give you a trial here. Parents, you can look to see if they're doing it right. Okay? You got all those signs? All right, let's try it again. You ready? Do it a little faster to see if you can follow along. All right, what I wanted to do today is going to look at the gospel lesson that I just read, and I want you to look in the direction when I put up the arrow, because we're going to study about Jesus preparing his disciples, his followers, for a time when Jesus was not going to be with them anymore. That was a scary time for them. And Jesus needed to get them ready. Okay? So it's based on John chapter 14. And let us see what we find out. Jesus says, "Don't worry. I am going to go to a place and I'm going to make it ready for you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Because one day you are going to come to be with me." And Thomas says, "Lord, we have no idea where you're going. So how in the world can we know how to get there?" Where's Thomas looking? He's not looking up, is he? No, he's looking somewhere else. Jesus said, "Well, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And Jesus is saying, you need to look in the right direction. So Philip, another disciple, he said, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will know, and we will be satisfied." He's looking the wrong way too, isn't he? He's looking for something other than what Jesus said. And Jesus says, "I have been with you this long, Philip, and yet you do not see or you don't realize that I am in the Father and the Father is in me." Jesus wanted his disciples to know that he and the Father were one. They weren't two separate beings, two separate gods. They were one God, two different people, but they were one. They were living in each other. So if you see Jesus, you see the Father. If we could see the Father, we would see Jesus. We see one, we see them both. Sometimes, but Jesus says, right? Look up at him. He is the way. Sometimes life can get rather confusing. And when we don't know the way, and we don't know the answers, and we don't know which way to go, life can send us in a downward spiral. And we get confused. But Jesus tells us to take courage. And he says, "Remember, I am what? The way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So we want to go and look in the right direction, up where Jesus is, because he is the way, the truth, and the life to God, to peace, to heaven, to satisfaction, and everything else that we need in life. Okay? So remember, not that Jesus is up there, he's right here, but we want to look up toward heaven, knowing that Jesus Christ is the only way to get us there. All right.